Earlier this hour, a former immigration judge described a situation of open chaos between the courts, the White House, and Congress. Quote, "We fear this executive order will become a self-inflicted wound in the fight against terrorism," said Senator John McCain and Senator Lindsey Graham. Paul Ryan and others have continued to defend the order as a necessary measure for national security, a measure welcomed by the millions who elected the president, we should note. Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, says we begin the week on national security, but we'll shift to other topics, including the Supreme Court. What'll it be on this Monday, Todd?
Well, John, on this Monday, still reactions to the executive order. And you mentioned John McCain and Lindsey Graham there at the top, who came out yesterday attacking the executive order as a self-inflicted wound, as you said, but also saying that intended or not, it sends the message that America does not want Muslims entering into the country. Since then, a growing list of Republicans have come out against this executive order, now mostly in the Senate. And not in the House. A couple of Republicans in the House, and that might help explain why Paul Ryan, the Speaker, was so quick to praise the executive order. But on the Senate side, some leading Republican senators, including Bob Corker of Tennessee, who's chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, saying that the executive order has to be reworked. Lamar Alexander, also of Tennessee, he says it's technically not a Muslim ban, but it's edging up close to one. Dean Heller of Nevada says he's deeply troubled. There are, by my count, 12 Republicans. Republican senators now, John, who've criticized the executive order to some degree. That number 12 is important because that's what equals 60 votes if you add up all the Democrats. So Dianne Feinstein, the Democratic senior senator from California, of course, says she already has a bill cooking to rescind this executive order. They're going to try to put it on the floor tonight. That's kind of a television stunt. I don't expect that to succeed. However, with 12 senators openly criticizing the executive order, you're getting to the numbers now where an effort to rescind it could garner the votes absent other politics. Of course, nothing else ever happens absent other politics. You already mentioned it. There's a Supreme Court nomination, according to President Trump, coming in prime time Tuesday night. Now, that announcement, John, has been moved up. We were originally expecting it on Thursday. That's been moved up to Tuesday. We all know that that announcement is going to bleach out everything else in the American political culture because Supreme Court nominations are such a big deal. And if you want to have a little window into television and media strategy at this level of politics, you understand that a deeply unpopular decision by the president that's brought people into the streets across the country and the news coverage will be ended pretty soon when he nominates somebody to the Supreme Court.
Well, I suppose that's also an argument that he might nominate the Pope as Supreme Court Justice as a way of settling all of this and making everything fine. But it does suggest that this government by tweet and, you know, the executive order of immigration measures that Congress suggests need to be reworked is perhaps an argument for Congress, the first and second articles of the Constitution. This is supposed to be a collaborative exercise in the creation of laws, not something unilateral.
And you saw some stunning video over the weekend of members of Congress going to Dulles Airport demanding that the orders from federal judges stopping parts of the executive order be honored. We're still getting reports from various airports around the country that border protection agents are still perhaps not complying with parts of court orders. People have called it a constitutional crisis. I'm not qualified to tell you whether it's gotten to that point. Although the criticism from members of Congress are on a couple of levels. I gave you some of the criticism about the quality and the nature of the executive order, John, but also the way this wasn't vetted through various agencies around the government. The Department of Homeland Security and the new secretary there, Secretary Kelly, apparently not consulted about the executive order, and you see the results. Chaos as different agencies didn't know how to implement the order, a backtracking of whether visa holders from green card holders, rather, from various countries would be able to get in the country. And you see the result there.
I mean, this isn't a memo from a COO that goes to the CEO and gets a couple of red lines. I mean, these things need to be worked out before they're implemented. Perhaps that's the lesson. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillig, thanks so much.
Absolutely, John.